Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's an Armed Forces kind of weekend here in the program because it is Armed Forces weekend, and one of the places I'll be at today will be Mission Barbecue down on University Parkway. They're in what they call University Park, just across the street from the big mall that's right there, Sarasota County. Hope to see you there. By the way, we'll have free food for the vets. The vets today, military, active duty military or veterans, get their choice of a free lunch sandwich. All right, now, I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight as we broadcast right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And, of course, as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security offices, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along. Let's not forget, either, our over-the-road truck drivers, men and women that are out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail drivers, Felix and the gang out there driving, hauling the mail from the bulk mail center to the post offices. So you get your mail today to pay your bills and get your checks and all that good stuff. Now, let's not forget also our suicide jockeys. We heard from Tom today, and he's doing well. Thank you very much. Hauling the gasoline and the diesel out there, which is more expensive again by a penny or two. Yesterday went up again. And you can follow us on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on True Social as Captain's America, at Captain's America. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is none other than the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out. And right now, out there in California, where it's sunny and 95 degrees, we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
It's a little dark, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it was actually kind of a gray day all day Friday, and about mid in the 60s today.
All right, thank you very much, gang. Yeah, a little gray today, so you don't quite have all of the weather we've been having today. It's just been a great day here. It was a little gray to start the day, but it warmed up very quickly. Sun came out. It was just gorgeous. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag of the United States of America.
To the flag of the United States of America.
And to the people, or to the republic, sorry, for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And my eye got caught as I was looking there to see that one part by somebody who sent me a message that just popped right up in my face. You know how that happens?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. And good morning to Don. My buddy Don is picking up somebody from the airport. And good morning to Dora. Catwoman. We just heard from her a little while ago. Good morning to Wally. Good morning to Richard, the Marine up there in Oregon. Everybody's chiming in, and they're doing very well. Thank you very much. And Kat, our Marine friend. Now, Kyle, I'm going to start out with my little soapbox routine. You ready?
Oh, sure.
Folks, as we quickly approach the midterm election, the nation is naturally looking to looking past it to the 2024 presidential election. We all know that. Now, this election coming up will mark my 22nd year on the radio, and I'm very proud and honored to be able to be one of the people that will be bringing it to you live and in living color. We'll probably start a little bit early, no earlier than what the show starts, and get it out there for you to listen to, and any of our stations that want to take the show earlier can, and we'll go from there. Now, the Republican Party has changed a lot over the years. Would you agree with that statement, Kyle?
Yes, very much.
And two huge changes seem to have rocked the party. First of all, there was the national security challenge posed by the hardline Chinese Communist Party. Every Republican who wants to win will have to recognize the fact that China is the new USSR, and we need to respond to them accordingly because they are going to try to meddle in our election.
That's true.
And the second change is, of course, the rise of Donald Trump. The former president's populism has brought him untold numbers and brought untold numbers of people into the Republican Party and vastly reorganized his thinking about trade and some aspects of foreign policy. Now, Trump is likely to run, but that's not given a given, right, Kyle?
Yes, not at this point. You're right.
And it also appears that we need to keep our eyes on some people that may get involved in this. Don't know if they will, but starting with my own governor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton. And I could go on from that list, but what do those three all have in common?
What's that?
They're all veterans.
Very interesting.
They're all military veterans, every one of them. Now, that's where our country, once again, and I told you once before, I would vote for a veteran above any other candidate that was running, not even knowing their policy.
Very interesting. Well, obviously, what you're talking about with China in terms of strategic
right.
importance is, you know, at some point going to be very important if
yep.
you have that kind of experience.
And voters, folks, voters should have one thing in their mind this time, folks, winning. Got to do what it takes to win. You got to get involved. You've got to get involved. Okay, hold on, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more right after these messages.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Now, as you know, our friend Mike Lindell has had a passion to help everybody get the best sleep of their life. Now, he doesn't stop by simply creating the best pillow either. Now Mike has done it again by kidnapping and introducing something called My Slippers. Now, I use the word kidnap for a reason. I'll explain in a minute. For a limited time, you can save $90 a pair on the My Slippers. Now, this blowout sale of the year won't last long, so you need to order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. He technically kidnapped them from Southeast Asia and then redeveloped them in a different way, because what he did was he took the My Slippers, designed them to wear them indoors or outdoors all day long, made with the MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and you can actually walk in these things like you're walking in a pair of shoes. Now, they're made with quality leather suede, too, and all you got to do is call the number 800-641-5459. And use the promo code CAPTAIN and you're in business. Or you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square that's right there, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. And remember, this offer won't last long, so order now with the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com. Phone number 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Gaylord, Michigan, a small town, northern Michigan, almost into the UP, but certainly close enough that a lot of people think they are. A terrible tornado touchdown yesterday. One person that we can confirm has been killed. About 40 people so far have been injured. There are some people missing, and the town has been almost literally leveled.
Yes, this is a devastating tragedy for the people in Gaylord, Michigan. It's a town of about 4,200 people. It's about 230 miles northwest of Detroit, and the twister touched down around 3:45 p.m. local time. And Captain, yes, said there's just with the pictures that we're seeing, the video that we're seeing is really just a devastating. The governor of Michigan, of course, Governor Whitmer, has declared an emergency. Of course, that makes other state resources available to the county, which has also declared, I believe, a state of emergency to try to help people. And, of course, the Red Cross is involved. It's all hands on deck right now.
Yeah, and I noticed some of the stores that were leveled. The one that caught my attention was a Culver's restaurant, because that is a resort area up there in Michigan, a Culver's restaurant, and it was just a pile.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you're right. It is a resort area. It's known as the Alpine Village. They were just getting ready to celebrate their 100th birthday, evidently. They have a sister city in Switzerland. So this is definitely something that people love to go to this town and so forth. So it's just to say it's terrible is just an understatement.
Now, John Durham and his trial against this guy Sussman made big news yesterday as some information came out about Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, namely somebody we would normally refer to as a lackey because of what he did. His name is Robbie Mook. And, of course, he testified and confirmed what many people have suspected for years, namely that Hillary Clinton was not an innocent bystander in her campaign's attempt to spread fake information about Donald Trump and Russia. Because while Clinton and her lackeys have long tried to present her as above the fray, Mook said that the twice-failed presidential candidate signed off personally on the dissemination of the false Alpha Bank story and gave it her blessing.
That's right. You know, Captain, typically, we hear the phrase plausible deniability. We hear it a lot in movies, right, about the president and what does the president know? And the president can't know because why? Because they need to have plausible deniability. Well, of course, they've been trying to sort of play that with the whole Hillary issue with the false narrative or the Russia hoax, basically. But in this case, this testimony, he says she agreed that the information would be disseminated. He tried to couch it in the idea that, well, we were going to give it to reporters. Reporters could run it down and really find out, about it and really do some digging. But, Captain, they had no way of verifying the veracity of this. And Hillary Clinton, if she said, go ahead and do it, and began to help put it out there with her people and so forth, this is big time, major. The first time we've ever heard anybody literally name Hillary Clinton.
And there are other people involved, folks. Wait to hear this. I'm going to read this whole little article. It's right here. This is Robbie Mook, the campaign manager for the Clinton campaign in 2016, who said in court on Friday that Hillary Clinton herself approved the idea of giving the Alpha Bank story to a reporter. Now, here's what she said, or here's what he said, rather. Sorry. Then we'll get into her. Quote, we told her we had this and we want to share it with a reporter. She agreed to do that. He also then said he discussed whether or not to give the information to a reporter with senior campaign officials, including campaign chairman at the time, John Podesta, senior policy advisor, now White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, and communications director Jennifer Palmieri. And he also said, I discussed it with Hillary as well. He added, I don't remember the substance of the conversation, but notionally the discussion was, hey, we have this and we want to share it with a reporter. What do you think? He goes on to say once again, she agreed to do that.
That's right. Now, to say this is a bombshell would be...
Understatement of the year.
Exactly. So what's happening with Hillary Clinton at this very moment? Obviously, they're trying to think how they can do damage control. They're hoping that this isn't as big as they think it is. But I really do think, Captain, it's going to morph. It's going to really start to get legs, as they say in the news business, that this is really going to start going somewhere because this was the false narrative, the Russia hoax information. The FBI was given this stuff under the false pretenses that the lawyer Sussman, according to these charges, you know, wasn't working for a client, but of course really was working for a client, it would appear. And so the whole thing begins to be exactly what you think it probably is, and that is a concerted effort to create this fake dossier to influence the election. And the American people, I think, are going to be incredibly interested in this. They're going to be incredibly angry at this.
Well, two of the progressive networks, CNN and NBC, picked up on it and were running with a story yesterday because it seems improbable, Kyle, that Clinton wouldn't have been part of this discussion-making process as well. Now, remember, this is a woman who always believes that she's the smartest person in the room. She's a notorious control freak. We know that from other circumstances. And if she approved the story that was going to the media, you can bet she knew about it being brought to the FBI.
Well, of course. And I have a quick question, and that is, how many millions of dollars were spent trying to investigate the Russia, you know, Donald Trump, Russian puppet scandal, whatever it was, the Russia. You know, this caused a lot of ramifications that didn't need to be there and caused headwinds, unnecessary headwinds for a presidential administration, you know, to say, I would think that maybe that's attacking our democracy or something like that. I mean, honestly, Captain, people are just not going to be very forgiving about this.
Well, here's the bottom line, and this comes from an attorney friend of mine. What this all adds up to is a conspiracy to influence the election with false information, which is probably not criminal, as well as a conspiracy to push false information to the FBI and DOJ, which is, in fact, criminal. That's reporting
right.
A false report. So Sussman is the current fall guy, but he currently, clearly, did not act alone. And I think Durham's going to prove that. And if he secures a conviction regarding this case, there are several more people in line that were part of this conspiracy, including Hillary Clinton herself. Sussman is the first. Go ahead.
Well, I was simply going to say, Captain, a lot of people are probably wondering, why on earth would this guy mention Hillary Clinton's name? And, of course, the answer to that is, you know, he doesn't
want
to go to jail. Yeah, exactly.
Save his ass, you bet.
Exactly.
And Sussman,
and
Sussman's the first one with the shoe to drop because he's the closest link to the FBI. Now you can expect Durham to start working backwards on some others. This is just the beginning of the end for a whole bunch of people that deserve to go to jail for what they tried to do to Donald Trump. We can now say that it's being proven in a court of law.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Unlike the Democrats who are going to try to bust their way out of this, and it's not going to work. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll along the weekend radio airwaves. And thanks for listening to us wherever you're listening to us at. And Gaylord, Michigan, our thoughts and prayers go with you.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There seems to be no end in sight to the rising gas prices. A new AAA survey showing the national average for a gallon of regular is up to $4.59 a gallon. The least expensive place to fill up is Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $4.03 a gallon. This driver telling ABC 15 News in Phoenix, Arizona, enough is enough.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It just keeps going up.
A judge is keeping Title 42 in place for the time being. The Louisiana judge keeping his injunction in place for the policy that has been used nearly 2 million times to keep illegal immigrants from seeking asylum in the United States due to COVID restrictions. Wall Street ending the week nearly unchanged as the Dow gained 8 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
All righty, thank you very much, Mr. Captain. We appreciate you doing that. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot. And, folks, that father-son team is on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus on commitment. Seriously, they've recently shared to me that they're doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. Now, let me tell you about Relief Factor and what it does for me. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, arthritis, general muscle aches and pains, guess what? This is a non-drug-free, no drugs in it, product that will work for you and help you. Now, it's called Relief Factor for a couple of reasons. Number one, the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, give you an instant relief from the inflammation you're suffering from, the pain that you're suffering from. Maybe you've got some other aggravation going on of some sort. This will go right straight to the source of the problem and alleviate the pain at the source. And it will certainly make your life a lot better. I know I've taken it for 7 long years and still taking it. Still taking it. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins too. And it's easy to get a hold of. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, order the 1995 three-week quick style, you're in like Flynn, 1995 by going to relieffactor.com/captain. Because after all you have to lose is what, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Yep, and pain can be so debilitating under certain circumstances to where you can't even hardly do anything. You hurt so much. I know I've been there, done that. Okay. We got plenty to talk about here, and I don't know what order to talk about it in, but I think what I'll do is I'll drift right over right now to Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, according to an archbishop in her hometown in San Francisco, can no longer receive Holy Communion from her church over her pro-choice advocacy. The archbishop said this is a grave sin on her part.
Well, that's right, and this is not without precedent, I think. There have been others who have been denied communion by the Catholic Church for similar reasons, but, of course, Nancy Pelosi, her particular stance is completely in opposition, obviously, to the Catholic Church and to the Church in general. So it's not surprising that this is happening, although, Captain, I do think that there will be some leader out there or priest or what have you who will give her communion at some point. But it does actually begin to point up some pretty stark differences. And I think it also helps to define where I think a lot of the coming disagreements, shall we say, are going to be really situated. And she will kind of wear this as a badge of honor, I think, most unfortunately.
Well, somewhere along the line, she managed to get communion in Washington, D.C., and I don't know how that all came about, but I do remember that it did, in fact, happen. All right, now, something else that happened late yesterday was a Florida appeals court ordered the reinstatement of the congressional map signed by Governor Ron DeSantis. So here we go again. The on-again, off-again, on-again, off-again, on-again new congressional map is back on the table. And we also found something else out about this. Apparently, and I don't know if this was intentional or not, apparently Florida was cheated out of an extra congressional seat because of the way that they tabulated the voting votes, and they missed, they didn't add right. They incorrectly added the votes here in Florida that would have come, would have given Florida one more seat. This is unbelievable.
And that would be significant as well. You know, they're talking about this new district, or this area in New York that de Blasio wants to run for.
He is running.
Yeah, and could that influence somehow or have some, you know, something to do with the metrics for the seats in Congress? So obviously, a seat is very important.
Well, Florida got two seats, and they could have gotten a third. Because in Florida, the undercount translated into 750,600 missed citizens. They did not count 750,000 citizens, according to an analysis done by Election Data Services. Now, Florida only needed 171,571 of that number I just gave you to get another congressional seat, and it didn't happen.
Well, I guess my question would be, Captain, are those on the far left, are they going to run over to Florida and make sure that this gets put right? Because, you know, they're all about, at least they say, they're all about democracy, they're all about representation, and, well, wait a minute, so are they going to run over and do that, I wonder?
No, they're not, but I'll tell you where the seat went. You ready for this?
Yep.
Rhode Island. Rhode Island.
Interesting.
The 5% overcount in Rhode Island, overcount now, resulted in 55,000 additional residents. It's the state that had 19,127 fewer people. One seat would have been lost, but instead, they wound up actually getting a seat. They were considered to be the lucky beneficiary of a statistical anomaly. But again, the numbers there were miscounted. And some people are saying this was done on purpose.
Yeah, it could very well be. Exactly.
Because I've got states here. What'd you hear this one? I've got states. Arkansas was undercounted by 5.04%. Tennessee was undercounted by 4.78%, Mississippi by 4.11%. We already talked about Florida, Illinois by 1.97%, and Texas by 1.92%. All of those states should have been given consideration, had the count been right, for a congressional seat, another congressional seat, because the blue states would have lost them.
Exactly right.
And guess who would have, guess who would have lost them?
I'm going to guess California.
Hawaii, Delaware, yeah. Rhode Island, Minnesota, New York, Utah, Massachusetts, and Ohio all would have lost seats had this been done correctly.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Yep. So instead we got what we got, and there's several explanations for the miscounts, according to the Associated Press. They say in states like Texas, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Florida, local administrations were believed to have not have spent as many resources to encourage residents to fill out the census forms, and in Tennessee, Mississippi, and Arkansas, many of the homes did not have computers or internet subscriptions to be able to do this online, so they didn't do it at all.
Oh, well, exactly, yeah. And so they may have sent somebody to their door, but more than likely not.
Correct. And if they came to your door, a lot of people did not open the door. I remember people saying, we're not going to open the door for these people.
Right. Oh, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, 10 years from now when they're doing the census, or 8 years from now when they're doing the census, yeah, hopefully they'll be able to account for some of these lessons that are learned the hard way.
Yeah. And this is the hard way to do it. I guarantee you that. Oh, and by the way, it's one other little thing here about the election. Did you know there's a shortage of the special paper they have to have for the ballots?
No, that's a new one.
Yeah, the ones where they put the ballots in the machines to be read.
Right.
You just can't take a piece of printing paper and print something and throw it on there and put it in there. It's got to be almost like a cardboard thing to put in there to be rigid and be a little bit thicker than a regular paper. And there is a shortage of the special paper they use that has some jurisdictions across the country scrambling to find the right kind of paper.
Well, not to make light of it too much, but I guess if you're saying you can't just print ballots on regular paper, that means some ballot fraudsters out there are now going to also be a little bit disappointed, but that's a good thing.
Well, anybody that tried to print ballots on regular paper was out of their mind.
Right.
Exactly. You were going to have it rejected right off the bat.
Exactly.
Because it won't read in a machine.
Right, but with all, and so what? So how do you think that'll translate in terms of actually running the election if there is a real shortage of the paper that has to, your ballot has to be made out of?
Well,
it'll
definitely create a problem somewhere.
That's right. So now, you used to go in and do what they called pull the lever. And I don't think anybody's had to pull the lever for years and years and years, obviously. But that's the way it used to be, the old-timey voting machine.
I like pulling the lever. Okay,
yep.
hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget that it's all about we the people here in the program. All about we the people. And we appreciate you, and we hope you appreciate us being on the radio. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Truckers Highway, Bible Report, coming right up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor.
that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you. With the stars and stripes and an eagle fly.
That, my friends, Aaron Tippin, North the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly. I love that song, Kyle. What were you?
I really like that one, too. I love that song, too.
There you
absolutely
are. I realize you were over there singing, so I decided to wait till you stopped. But anyway, let me read this, and I'll give it to you. Early season heat with likely record high temperatures are going to continue in parts of Texas and lower Mississippi Valley today. Into the middle Atlantic states, we've got hot air merging with cold air, which is producing these bad storms. There's going to be more of them, by the way. Heavy snow will remain possible into Colorado through early Saturday. So, Aaron, you're going to be in the snow out there still. Severe storms are possible from the southern plains into the northeast. And, yes, there could be another tornado or two. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in the state of Colorado tonight. Our friends in Denver right now being treated to some snow showers. Right now, it's about 32 degrees in the city of Denver right now, and also a mixture perhaps also of sleet in the area. And, of course, as you travel down I-25 towards Colorado Springs, you've got snow, a lot of snow coming across the interstate there, Colorado Springs all the way down. Then it starts turning more into a mixture, it looks like on the radar map anyway, of sleet and some rain as you head towards Pueblo, and then as you continue on down. But you still got a lot of snow to the east, pardon me, to the west of I-25, so I think that's going to continue on through the night here. So you're definitely going to get snow coming across Colorado, making its way from west to east, it would seem. Also, down on Highway 50 in Colorado, near a place called Montrose, you've got rain in that area. Also, snow a little bit further south of that right now in Telluride. So you got to be aware of this and careful all through Colorado tonight, especially as you head out from Denver going east I-70. You're going to have sleet and rain all the way over to the border of Kansas, and that's going to continue on into Kansas as well. So if you're trucking that way, coming I-70 either way, be aware of that. Also, we've got just a little bit of weather, it seems, up in Montana tonight. Looks like Missoula has a little bit of rain right there. And so if you happen to be in Stevensville, it's 39 degrees. It might warm up just a little bit on the weekend there, but we're continuing to watch definitely winter weather advisories. But also, we've got some hard freeze warnings to tell you about. This is down in Idaho, near Idaho Falls, Rexburg. You've got freeze warnings. West Yellowstone also clocking in about 29 degrees or so. Frost advisory near Twin Falls tonight, and a hard freeze warning. This is north of St. George, really Cedar City in southern Utah on I-15, and also around Salt Lake City tonight. Our friends in Salt Lake City, hard freeze warning. So be careful out there.
Not to be outdone, folks, up in North Dakota, South Dakota, at least half to two-thirds of the state in each case, you've got a hard freeze warning there. Over to the east side, I-29, again, flood warnings. We've had some rain up there, and once again, the river's over its banks in different areas, low-lying areas, especially up in North Dakota, South Dakota as well. Northwest corner of Nebraska, hard freeze warning there. And, of course, Kyle just mentioned Kansas. To the west of Kansas, we have a frost warning there, but hard freeze for the most part, North and South Dakota tonight. Now, moving over into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, we have got some rain that's clearing out of the area, moving up into Ontario and moving over further east. And also, we've had some flooding up in there because of what happened earlier with the tornado up there in Gaylord and whatnot. So be advised of that. There's going to be some low-lying areas that are going to be flooded. Now, coming on down into the Tennessee line with North Carolina, running right up and down I-40, you're going to have some fog all the way up there to Bristol, Tennessee, so be advised of that. Also in the Piedmont, central Piedmont around Greensboro, to probably Burlington. You're going to have some fog there in that area. Going to have some fog in selected areas along the coastline going up all the way to Cape Cod. Long Island tonight, fog there, fog around New York City, fog around Pennsylvania, the big cities tonight. You've probably already seen the television when they show the live shots going out through New York that there's some fog there in that area right now. Plus, we're going to have some warm temperatures up in the Northeast, warmer than normal. So be advised of that. And then, of course, in the Gulf, once again, we're going to have some rough seas from all the way around Lafayette, Louisiana, all the way back around down to Brownsville, Texas. The whole area in there is kind of chewed up a little bit with the way the wind is blowing. Not a storm or anything like that, just some rough weather out there on water. Now, I will say that this is a great night if you're going cross country. You got to make sure you got your fuel right if you're going to go up through the Dakotas or Montana, headed to Washington State or Oregon, or maybe you are headed to the Dakotas. You got to make sure you got your fuel right. It might be 90 degrees down here in the south, folks, but it's not going to be when you get up north. So start thinking about, before you get into the Midwest, dumping a can or two of that fuel additive in there in each tank to make sure you're right. And Kyle, Pilot and Flying J, bring us this edition. But today we got to tell everybody that the veterans out there, active duty military and veterans in general, you will have the opportunity to go to any Mission Barbecue in your local area and get yourself a nice free lunch sandwich meal. So go ahead, Kyle, take it away.
Well, that's a great thing that the good folks at Mission Barbecue are doing, Captain. And, of course, the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, you know, they operate, I think, the largest amount of travel centers across the United States. They also have a lot to offer, and they want you to stop in today, and they also want you to join the rewards program. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. That's all one word, pilotflyingj.com. You can download the My Rewards Plus app for either your Apple or Android device, and you can start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. All your food, your fuel, and of course any supplies that you buy as well. And by the way, Captain, for the month of May, of May and June, they are pushing the points. When you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, you start getting more points, more free drinks, more snacks, more free merchandise, and more of what you really want at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You can also find out where they're located simply by using their easy-to-use locations function on their website. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com, type in where you're at, and you will find the different locations that are nearby you so you can plan your trip accordingly. And one other quick thing, get the cup of coffee. We think you'll agree. It's the best cup of coffee
on the internet. You're going to get cut right. Whoop, there you go. See, he's gone. Now he's gone, folks. He's gone. The computer cut him off. When you get to that certain level, you are gone. All right, I'll be right back. Hour number two coming up.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.